this week's episode of Tractor Fiction is called Gunslinger, and it begins now.
The American Old West was a time of violence and loose morals, when cowboys and gunslingers ran rampant. The town of Bottlesville was no exception, especially when Terrible Tom rode into town.
Grandma, what's wrong?
Something evil is coming to town. I can feel it.
Who's that?
Oh my, did you see his face?
I've killed people for looking at me like that. Where's Bot Dawson?
He's in the... down the street. He's in the saloon.
Terrible Tom made his way to Dawson's saloon.
I knew you'd come.
Who do you want me to kill?
A man who's been a curse to this town, the preacher. He came here 3 years ago and started the church. I had a thriving business, lots of drinking, gambling, wild women, and hell raising. Then he started preaching. Everyone got religion. My prostitutes joined his church and got married. Man swore off the bottle and quit gambling. Now I am almost out of business.
Well, I'll be in his church Sunday. By Monday, he'll be in a casket.
Meanwhile, 40 miles away, a federal marshal was hot on Tom's trail.
Excuse me, cat folks. Have you seen this outlaw?
Yes, Marshal. He was heading for Bottlesville.
Much obliged.
Sunday morning, back in Bottlesville.
Sir, why are you wearing your guns to church?
Shut up, boy, or I'll kill you where you stand.
Welcome, stranger. God bless you.
Soon, the sermon began. Terrible Tom was among the congregation.
The devil is not going to get this town back. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Devil, get out of here.
What's happening? I feel strange.
Outside in the town.
Sheriff, have you seen this cold-blooded killer?
Yes, Marshal. He's in the church.
Church? Trouble's brewing, Sheriff. Get out your deputies and lots of shotguns and surround that church.
Meanwhile, within, Terrible Tom hung on the preacher's every word.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. No matter what sins you've committed, Jesus already paid for all of them on the cross. King David was a murderer, but after he repented, God called him a man after mine own heart. The Apostle Paul killed many Christians, but God saved him, then used him to write much of the New Testament. The man who was crucified next to Jesus was a criminal, but the Lord promised him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." No matter how bad you are, Jesus loves you, and he wants to come into your heart and change you.
When the sermon ended, Terrible Tom approached the preacher, tears in his eyes.
Preacher, I never thought God would forgive a terrible sinner like me.
He will, if you will repent and turn to him. Pray this prayer with me.
An hour later, when Terrible Tom left the church...
Freeze there, gunslinger! You're under arrest!
Terrible Tom was thrown into prison, where the preacher came to visit him.
Preacher, thank you for telling me that Jesus loves terrible men like me.
You're not terrible anymore, Tom. You are now a child of God!
That night, Terrible Tom gazed out his window into the starry western sky, the waning moon smiling down on his cell.
I'm ready to meet you, God. I'll see you in the morning.
And indeed, the next morning, the marshal looked on, proud, as the trap door released and Tom's neck was broken by the noose tightened around his neck. The corpse swung in the wind, and as it did, the preacher covered his eyes at the sight.
At last, Terrible Tom done got exactly what he deserved.
However, minutes later in heaven, when Tom met God...
Welcome home, my son.
And back in Bottlesville...
Well, Marshal, Tom's finally gone. Now, how about you? Won't you trust the Lord Jesus as your savior?
Ding, Reverend, I'm the most honest law-abiding citizen in this here territory. Now, if I'm good enough for heaven, then nobody is.
However, 3 hours later, a rattlesnake that was lying in wait atop a rock formation made an astounding leap as the marshal was riding his horse by. He latched his fangs right into the marshal's cheek.
Yeah!
A gaggle of dark specters appeared and tore the Marshal's soul out of his body and proceeded to drag him into the deepest nether regions of hell. You know, like in that movie. They began strapping him onto the rack in preparation for torture involving red-hot pokers.
Wait a second! Skippy! I led a good life! Help! Help the law!
But you never receive Christ as your savior.
And so, the Marshal burned eternally. And as he did, Terrible Tom pranced about gaily in heaven, crying tears of thankfulness that the Lord forgave him.
That's the end of Tractor Fiction. One thing we didn't necessarily mention is that after we finish acting out one of the works of Jack
T. Chick,
We laugh for a long time, but we also hold a debate. And with me are two people for this debate.
Yeah.
All right, you, sir, what's your name?
My name is Carl Winslass. I'm from Alabama.
I'm sorry, can you say that name again?
I am Carl Winslass, and I'm from Tombstone.
Carl Winslass, okay.
Carl Winslass, that's right.
And you, sir, what's your name?
Ding. I am Calamity John.
Calamity John. Calamity John and
I reckon
Carl.
I seen your picture before.
I'm going to flip this here coin.
You do that, Citizucker. You flip that there coin.
If heads comes up, then that means... What was your name again? I forgot.
Right. I'm Carl. God, blank, dark, concern it.
If heads comes up, then Carl says right, that this tract is true. And if tails comes up, then this person says that the tract is true. And I have a better coin. A much superior coin.
Liar.
There we go. Oh, my goodness, it's heads. Carl, you think it's true. And you, sir, say it's false. Why don't we let the false start first?
False prophet.
All right. Now, just listen to me. Just hear me out for a moment here. Now, why in heaven's name would a worthy upholder of the law be tossed down to hell? Well, this Terrible Tom get a chance to prance about gaily in heaven. I mean, gay people aren't allowed in heaven anyway. What is this?
You about there finished?
What if I am?
Well, if you is, then I'm going to speak. Now, is you or is you ain't done?
I am indeed.
Good. Now, here's what I think. Now, being that I am from Tennessee...
What on earth was that?
That was my sound.
Was that the
that
sound
is
of heaven?
Telling you,
it sounded kind of like...
That is telling you that I am telling the truth now. Now, this here thing written by Mr. Chick done be the best thing to ever come out of Jack Chick's mouth since The Trick, which I thought was a mighty, mighty good pamphlet. Now, excuse me. Ding. Now, here's what I think, boy.
All right.
The sheriff, yeah, he done do God's work on the planet by hanging people, because as we all know, Ren and Snippy had it right with Lord loves a hanging, that's why he gave us necks. But he did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his savior, therefore he go down to hell. Now, my whole family, we be safe.
Why's that?
Well, because we are from Tennessee.
Oh, I see.
And Mississippi.
I see.
Now, down in Mississippi, I don't know how you all do it there, Mr. Calamity Joe Bob Ginseng Rats.
Don't give me no sass now, boy.
I ain't giving you no sass, press. Now, you shut your trap, boy, and speak your mind, because I'm speaking the truth.
I have half a mind.
Now, hold on a minute. I have a couple of questions about this, all right? So, now, this is about the Old West. I was wondering, does Billy the Kid go to heaven or hell? Which one does he go to?
Well, now, there's a good question. What do you think, Calamity Jubashifaf?
That is Calamity John, boy.
And Calamity John, boy?
Son, just shut up and speak. Ding.
Yeah.
I got a mud wrestling match to go to. Two pigs is fighting. Them's good seats. Are you speaking or not?
Yeah.
Your jaws are flapping, but I ain't hearing no sound, so speak, boy.
I'd say Billy the Kid would go to heaven.
Now, why?
Why would he go to heaven? I don't understand.
Why would he go to heaven? I'll tell you why. Because he and his brother Frank... Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Jesse James. Never mind. Billy the Kid, he done gone to hell.
Oh, he is. All right. So
I'd like to hear why Billy the Kid be going to hell.
Now, why would he go to hell?
I'm not the one who said it.
Would you just shut up and start talking?
All right. Wait, everyone. Everyone.
All right, what?
I have a sudden expert. This is my favorite Bible scholar. I think her name is Anne Gesickenim Licks.
She's pretty. Well, you get the bloody consarnet out of here. Dang blasted, you're screwing up the tape. Now leave, woman.
Please, that's Miss Gesickenim Licks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not.
Miss or Ms.?
Liar.
Ms.
Ms. Gesickenim Licks.
Oh, one of them liberated, educated women. Ding.
Now, where exactly are you from, Ms. Kleslerowitz?
I'm actually from Wyoming.
Ding.
Okay, so can you tell us your opinion on what they've been saying on their arguments so far?
Well, obviously, the Bible would support that if you take a literal translation of it, obviously, which I'm sure we all do, that, yes, in fact, Billy the Kid would not go to heaven because we have no factual evidence that he has taken Jesus as his savior.
All right, y'all get out of here with this all uppity crap here. I would use other words, but, you know, it's before 10.
You ain't really Southern, are you?
No,
I'm minute, here to minute, debate wait a minute. Whether you are actually Southern or
yes,
not.
Yes, this is a valid point. Can you, in fact, sing the song Dixie with the correct lyrics? I think you need to prove yourself, sir.
Yeah, prove your Southernness, boy.
Ding.
Because I'm from Georgia, and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Go on, sing the song now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
your horses here a minute.
All right, so.
Bring it on, come on, boy.
The horses are held.
There are a lot of variations on the lyrics of Dixie, and I would like to see what you consider to be the correct lyrics.
Well, we'll judge those after we hear. If we do it first,
sing, boy.
The whole purpose.
Start singing now. Sing like you were singing in church.
Now, don't you be telling me what to do. I want to see the lyrics.
All right, let's do fill in the blank, all right?
Oh, I wish I was in the land of blank. Charles Dixie. Nelson Riley.
No,
go ahead.
No, not Dixie. No. I wish I were in the land
of cotton, old time there. Now I've forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, I'll make my stand. Hooray for good old Dixie. Look away, look away, look away for good old Dixie. Now sing some Alabama or George Jones.
Can you sing Alabama?
Can you sing Alabama?
You got
How about the Oak Ridge Boys? Elvira.
I think we've pointed out a flaw here.
The flaw is that boy ain't actually Southern.
But he's admitting it.
Let's lynch him. He's not Southern.
Let's hang him. Let's hang him like the good old boys.
Let's hang him.
Yeah!
Southerner.
We're gonna hang you, boy.
Look over there.
Oh, and they're off.
Ooh, a lynching.
And they're off. They're running around.
It's the Colonel!
No! We got him, boys! Let's string him up!
All right.
Make him square.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Everybody, settle down. While you're hanging him, I need to decide who won the debate. Let me flip my coin. And, oh, you know what? Coincidentally enough, Carl did win the debate. You can hang him freely.
Yay!
All right.
For treason. Make him square like a pig! Oh, speaking of pigs, I gotta get to the pig wrestling.
Woo! You won't be dancing gaily in heaven with God!
All right, now, as we listen to the sounds of the hanging fading into the distance, we leave you with the end of another episode of Tractor Fiction. Enjoy.